And welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Joined, of course, by Eagles nickel cornerback Brandon Boykin. First of all, Brandon, congrats on being 2-0.
Thank you.
Was that as physical a game as you've been a part of?
Absolutely, it was. You know, just from a standpoint of being on defense and having to go against a great offense attack, but also, you know, just the chippiness of both teams after the play, and you know, guys kind of scrapping after the play. But you know, it was all an exciting game, and you know, tempers were flaring, of course, because it was an exciting game. So it was a great game overall.
Obviously, you feel good after any win, but when it is that chippy and it gets personal, does it feel better to pull out a victory in those kinds of games?
It does. It absolutely does, like you said, because it was kind of a little bit personal for me, with me and Anquan Boldin kind of got into it earlier in the game. And, you know, me going in knowing that he was a great receiver, once he kind of attacked me that way, definitely kind of made me feel like I had to come in and make a statement and make an impact. And definitely was able to do that late in the game.
I know D'Amico was talking after the game, saying that he thought the Ravens were coming in trying to be the bullies, and you guys got to, you know, protect the house. Do you think the fact that you're a rookie made Anquan Boldin think he could push you around a little bit? You had to show him a little something?
I would think so. I think a little bit, you know, knowing that he was a veteran and, you know, somebody that's been established in the league, and me coming in as a second game player going against him, he probably thought he had the advantage. And, you know, for me, my whole mindset this whole week was just to, you know, not let the game get bigger than it really was in my mind, and, you know, just play the things that I knew I could do. And, you know, just overall as a defense, we played amazing.
So Michael Vick drives the offense down the field, gives you guys the one-point lead. The defense goes on the field. You know you can't let them get into field goal range. What is the huddle like? What are you thinking when the game is on the line like that?
Well, immediately after they scored, D'Amico kind of gathered everybody up and, you know, just basically said it was on us, you know, to win this game. Offense did what they had to do and, you know, put us in the perfect position to close it out. And everybody kind of put their hands in together and made a pact that we were going to get it done. And, you know, just kind of showed the toughness of our defense and, you know, our motto, which is finishing strong, you know, for the whole season. Did a good job, like I said.
And you personally had two pass breakups on that last series, including the one where you skied really high over Jacoby Jones, as we were saying. If people have seen your dunk videos, that's not a surprise you can sky like that.
Not at all. You know, I was a high flyer, so to speak, in high school, being able to dunk the ball. So, you know, being able to display those jumping abilities on the football field is just a plus for me. Definitely when the ball's in the air, and, you know, allows me to go up and try to make big plays like I did yesterday.
Last thing I wanted to ask you was your thoughts on the atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field, playing in front of the Eagles fans for the very first time.
Amazing. You know, played at the link in preseason, but definitely doesn't have anything, you know, as an impact as it did yesterday, with just the fans in there and first home game. And, you know, the crowd noise when we were on defense was, couldn't even really hear myself talking, trying to communicate with my teammates, but it helped us a lot, you know, knowing that they were kind of hesitant, or so to speak, and couldn't really get going like they wanted to. So definitely can attribute a lot of that to the fans.
All right, and the fans, of course, can follow you on Twitter. Why don't you plug your handle?
Brandon Boykin, too. You can find me on Twitter. Just shoot me a quick tweet, I'm sorry, and, you know, I'll definitely respond to anybody. Love to be interacting with you guys, so hit me on Brandon Boykin, too.
And then you can also read your rookie diary. What's it been like doing that?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, you know. Kind of after every day at practice, just kind of telling everybody what's going on and keeping them interactive. And people are responding to it and, you know, just showing that they really do read it and like what's going on. And, you know, getting in the personal life of an Eagles player and myself. So it's exciting.
All right. Well, Brandon Boykin, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out his rookie diary on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we'll be back with more here on Eagles Nightly.